70 pages of tax paperwork for a year of Bitcoin coffee, Cato says. A Cato Institute report circulating this morning puts a number on something every U.S. Bitcoin spender already knows. Buying a cup of coffee with BTC every weekday can generate more than 70 pages of IRS paperwork by year end. The finding came from Nicholas Anthony, a policy analyst at Cato's Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives, and was amplified today by Wu Blockchain. It lands in the middle of a congressional fight over whether Bitcoin should ever get a de minimis tax exemption. The math is simple and ugly. Each spend of an appreciated crypto asset is a taxable realization event under current IRS guidance. Every transaction has to be logged on Form 8949 with the date acquired, date sold, cost basis, proceeds, and gain or loss, then rolled up on Schedule D. One coffee a day, 5 days a week, across a year of Bitcoin price movement, turns into hundreds of line items and, at Cato's estimate, more than 70 pages of forms. Why the number hits? The engagement around this post is not really about coffee. It is about the gap between how Americans want to use Bitcoin and how the tax code treats it. At 74 Sinund 26 per coin, as of April 16, 2026, nobody is going to pay for a latte with half a Satoshi without leaving a cost basis trail behind. The U.S. has no threshold, no safe harbor, no minimum. A $5 transaction and a $5 million transaction get the same treatment on Form 8949. The closest comparable is foreign currency. Personal use foreign currency transactions under $200 per transaction are already exempt from capital gains tax under IRC Section 988E. The push among crypto advocates for the last several years has been simple. Apply the same rule to digital assets. The Parity Act just dropped the fix. The timing of Cato's report is not random. Representatives Max Miller, ROH, and Stephen Horsford, DNV, reintroduced the Digital Asset Protection, Accountability, Regulation, Innovation, Taxation, and Yields Act, or Parity Act, late last month. An earlier December 2025 draft of the bill included a $200 de minimis exemption for regulated payment stablecoins and, implicitly, for other digital assets used in small payments. The March 2026 version looks different. According to a CoinDesk report on April 13th, the new draft limits the de minimis provision to payment stablecoins only. Bitcoin and other non-stablecoin assets are excluded. The Bitcoin Policy Institute led a coalition letter to Ways and Means Chairman Jason Smith and Senate Finance Chairman Mike Crapo, pushing back on that scope. So the Cato report arrives at a useful moment. If the Parity Act passes in its current form, a USDC coffee is a clean transaction. A Bitcoin coffee is still a 70-page headache. What U.S. crypto card users should actually do, the practical read for anyone spending from a U.S.-based wallet right now, is that the tax code rewards stablecoins and punishes volatile assets at the point of sale. This is not new, but the Cato framing makes it concrete. For American spenders, the cleanest setup is to fund stablecoin-denominated cards with USDC or USDT and treat BTC and ETH as store-value assets that sit in the wallet, not flow through the register. Cards like Gnosis Pay, Cast, and Ready let users spend stablecoins directly without triggering a capital gains event on every purchase. Stablecoin-to-dollar conversions near the peg still technically produce a gain or loss, but the amounts round to zero and the record-keeping burden collapses. If the Parity Act passes with only a stablecoin de minimis rule, that gap will widen. Bitcoin will remain a reporting nightmare for everyday payments. Stablecoin cards will become the default payment rail for any American who wants to spend crypto without a weekend of Schedule D work each April. The broader policy question. The Cato position is that the U.S. tax code is the binding constraint on Bitcoin as a medium of exchange. The report does not argue for zero tax, just for a threshold that matches how capital gains are treated for foreign currency. A $200 per transaction exemption would let someone buy coffee, pay for a rideshare, or cover a small online purchase without triggering a reporting event. Opponents of the exemption argue it creates a loophole that could be exploited by splitting large transactions into many small ones. That objection has merit, though the IRS already handles aggregation issues in other parts of the code. The more political objection is that crypto-specific carve-outs are politically radioactive in a year when revenue scoring matters. The Senate version of the digital asset framework, which Senator Cynthia Lummis warned last week is facing its last meaningful window, will have to decide whether to match the House's stablecoin-only approach or restore a broader exemption.